Blog Talk Radio.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come in to war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls, and in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No no other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and give the Lord some praise because he's able. He's able. Oh, I feel all right this morning. I'm telling you right now. I know he's on our side today in spite of us. And whatever we need, he's got it. Do you hear what I say today? Whatever we need, God has it. Whatever we want, Almighty God can supply. He had it. And one thing about him, there's never a charge. It's always free. Always free. I'm waiting on this one oral surgeon. Been waiting a long time for him to complete the work in my mouth. And the reason I'm waiting on him so long, he's the guy to take both of my insurance, the type of insurances I have. He's the man to take both of those. And he got me on hold. Yeah. But God is the God, there's no hold. There is no hold, there is no like. There's really nothing but to wait on him. And while you're waiting, see, like the oral surgeon, there's nothing else I can do but just wait. But with Almighty God, while we're waiting, we can occupy until he comes. And what I mean by occupy until he comes is this. I can go and see about the sick. Yeah, if I can't get up on the trauma floor or the intensive floor of the hospital, I can go to the chapel of the hospital and pray for those that's in there. I can pray for the administration of the hospital, those that are in charge, run the hospital, the doctors, the nurses, all the different billing departments. I can pray for these people because they have need too. They have families too. They need to stay safe. I can go to the jail. I may not be able to get up on the floors of the jail to visit with the inmates, but guess what I can do? Sit outside, either in my car or on a bench, and tell God about the administration of the jail and the inmates that's in jail. Now, he opened a door. I can go into prisons. The only way I can go into jail, I got to know somebody who's in jail. And they will let me go up and pray anytime for the person that's locked up. But prison, I've already been approved. Listen. Again this morning, anything we need, God has it. Anything we want, God has it. God has already promised you many things. And as we continue to be faithful unto him, as we continue to let him be the God of our lives, as we continue to be faithful unto him day and night, keeping our mind on him, seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness, you're just in the wait mode. But while you're waiting, you can do some other stuff that take your mind off what you're waiting on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because if you take your mind off, see, what God like is this. When I go to him, he want me to come in confidence. He want me to come knowing that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He want me to come to him in holy boldness. He want me to come boldly before the throne of grace, to make my petition known unto him. I feel like running right now. I feel like taking off running. Because when we go in this manner, knowing that our God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, I'm coming to you faithfully. I keep coming to you because I need you to move on my behalf. I need you to open a door. I need you to make a way. You're the only one. I have nobody else. You're the God that have all power. I'm your child. You made me for your pleasure. I'm your servant. But a lot of times we don't want to serve God. We just want to get what he's got. We don't want to do what he required us to do. We just want to get what we want from him. But the scripture said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send more laborers into the vineyard. But we want to remember the labor that he called or chose us for, because many are called, but only a few were chosen by Almighty God. So what we want to do is pray and ask God to teach us how to stir up the gifts in us. He gave us many gifts. I have the gift of giving, the gift of love, even the gift of laughter. I have so many gifts. And I thank God for everyone. I mean, I can be going through severely, in a severe trial, but I will laugh up a storm. I just have to give. I was thinking, my son and I were together the other day with his friend, and we just laughing and laughing. And I know he said, look, that's my mama. That's how I've known her. Always knew her to be funny. Laughter. A gift from God. Yeah, I have the gift of giving. I have the gift of love. Yeah. Some say I have the gift of prophecy. Yeah, different gifts. But all of the gifts come from God. And I pray that he stir them up in me, that I can be a blessing unto his people and not just selfish and not just use it for me and my family. Yeah. And I have nieces and great nieces, and they don't come a lot, but as soon as something happened, the phone will ring and they would tell me about it to see what God has said about what's taking place. Come on, somebody this morning is telling, thank you. He's on our side. I'm the kind of friend that if you need me to be close, I'll be close. If you need me to be distant, I can be distant. And when we see each other, when we talk to each other, when we write each other, whatever we do, it's like we never lost a day of being apart. Yeah. But if you need me close, I'm the kind of friend we can chat every day. We can see each other every day. I'm that kind of friend. Yeah. But this morning, we're going back to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. And we'll be looking, I believe, at the 11th verse, I think. And we want to see what happens, because as it get on down, you're going to see what you thought the soap operas on TV was something. You're going to get to see they had nothing on 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel. Yeah. And I pray that it's not boring and that I'm talking enough to make it interesting for you. I'm praying that you will learn. I'm praying that you would take the word of God and hide it in your heart, that you might not sin against him. Not me, but him. God told Samuel, he said, look, Samuel, they haven't come against you. They haven't turned their back on you. It's me they came against. It's me they turned their back on. I've been their God. I've been fair to them. I've been faithful to them. I've been there for them. I blessed them. But they no longer want me. They want a king. Could you imagine how that felt unto Almighty God? Who are you faithful to today? Who are you faithful to day and night? Is it just you that you're faithful to? Because God is looking for some faithful people. He even said in his word, if we be faithful unto death, he will give us a crown of life that will never fade away. But he needs some faithful folk this morning. He needs some faithful people. He needs some people that's going to stay with him day and night. No matter the situation, you won't leave him. When you hear something happening, you won't run to that before you run to him. You run to him first, and then you go, he'll show you what to do when you get over there to see about that. Yeah, he's that kind of God. All God has given us, many of us desire man more than him. And man have nothing to give you, really, because all he got came from God. Even the bad and the ugly, all they have came from God. Even the evil people, the users who use people and cheat people, God allow it. He made them. He made them for his pleasure like he made us. But one thing about him, there's a day coming when the evil will cut off. When the evildoer will be paid for doing evil. So we don't fret ourselves because of evildoers. And we don't be envious of them who get their riches and things from doing evil, bad things. We continue to look to the hill from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord, the same God that made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. All power, Jehovah. The God that made the entire world. You know how big that world is. Take a look at it. Huge, humongous. Bigger than me. Woo. And God is faithful to his people. If we could learn to be faithful unto him. Yeah, day and night. See, because look, I feel like running right here. But look. When you feel down and out, when you don't know who to go to, when you thought about asking somebody for help, but it comes strongly to you, no, don't do that. Don't ask them. Don't tell people your business. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand doing. Just continue to wait. Pray. Every time the thought of that thing comes to you, go back to God with it again. Because look what's going to happen. He's going to show up in an uncommon way. In an unusual way. Do y'all hear what I'm telling you? Oh, I feel like running. He's got a way. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Unto his majesty. He's got a way to do things that's not the norm, not the normal way. It's uncommon. It's strange. It's not the same. You looking to the right because you believe that's where it's coming from. He come from up top. He don't even come from the left. He come from up top and bring it down. You looking to the right. Sometimes we look to the church because we've been church members so long and the pastor know us, and we know the pastor, and we pay our tithes and offering over there, and we support the ministry, and whatever he asks us to do, if we can do it, we do it. So we may be looking to the church, because that's who we should be able to go to. We're looking to the church for a little bit of help. We're not asking for a year worth of offering. We're asking for a half a Sunday offering, maybe. Depending on your situation. God don't use the church. He don't use the pastor. He don't use your family. He bring it from a whole nother source. You thought it could come from that source, but you weren't quite sure. But you was hoping. Anywhere God sent it through, you was hoping. You had faith. Lord, just send it. And he raised up an unusual place to bring it to you. You heard me say the unexpected check in the mail. I want to share this quickly because we got a little time. And I know many of you have heard it before, especially Brother Louis. But God sent me to Newark, New Jersey. And I went there to do a 3-night revival. And when I went, I took all these fancy clothes, but I wasn't able to wear them. It was strange. It was weird. Before I left home, I said, Lord, would you give me $300 for this trip? And I went on. To be honest, I didn't think no more about it. I got to Newark saved, got to my hotel saved, and my tooth started hurting. There was a dentist's office across the street in the mall. Strange. I got dressed for church, but I didn't get fancy dressed. I just wore a shirt and a jean skirt. And if I'm not mistaken, I had some open shoes, you know, to kind of stick your feet in. They're what they call them, slides. And I went on. I had my hair up and went on. And you know, people looking at you strange when you come like that. You're not in glit and glamour. You ain't got weave down your back, your lashes. You haven't stolen the horse lashes. And you ain't made and beat all up in your face. And they was looking at me crazy. And what they call the nurse's gear, oh, they was marching me in. Girl, don't get my purse. I carry my own purse. They done stole out my purse. Get somewhere. I went on in. Well, the pastor, Apostle Sarah Duncan, that invited me up there, she was sitting in the pulpit on the piano seat. I went on and sat in the pulpit. Well, when it was my turn and I got up, some of the people, you know, they was looking cross-eyed. Who is this raggedy woman that come up in here, ain't dressed like a preacher? But when God got through, those were the people asking, when you going to bring old Barbara Mack back? Because Mack was my name back then. Listen, I come out of Newark back into Jacksonville that third night. Well, the third morning, I'm sorry. And it only take a couple of hours to get from Newark to Jacksonville if you fly. From New York, an hour, depending on where you're going in New York. So I got home and I got to the airport, got my car, drove on home, and I got home and, you know, was popping the trunk to get my luggage out. My neighbors come out the door, oh, we missed you. We hope you had a good trip. We got all your mail. I said, thank you. I wasn't gone for 3 nights now, 3 days, 3 nights. They had a bundle of mail, well, 4 days and 3 nights. They had a bundle of mail for me. Well, I got on in the house, and usually when I left back then, I stripped the house down. Took the linen off the bed and washed it and, you know, got everything nice and clean in there. Dusted it because I didn't know if I go to Newark if he was going to send me to Connecticut. I didn't know when I got to Connecticut if he wasn't going to send me to Hawaii. I never knew. So I prepared myself. Anyway, I got on in the house and sat down on the love seat for a minute, and I looked at the mail. I could have, you know, made the bed up and, you know, put the house back together, but I finally looked at the mail. On the way out of Newark, the pastor told me the third night, she said, listen, we didn't raise but $600. And I borrowed the $600 to go. She said, I only have $600, and I need two of those, which left $400 for me. She said, and the man you borrowed the $600 from told me to tell you, don't worry about that. Let that go. Don't even worry about it. So that was $400. Now, I asked for $3,000. Do you remember? Well, when I'm going through the mail, there was a check in the mail for $2,600. The $2,600 was in the mail, and the $400, I had to go to Newark and bring it back to put with the $2,600 with 26 and 4 all day long. If you add it up, it's going to be $3,000. I asked for $3,000 before I left here. I was able to do some things for myself. When we work unto God, he pays well. Listen to me. He pays well all the way around. You can't beat the benefits. A lot of people apply for jobs. Before they apply, they're looking at the benefits. They want to see what package they can get. They want to see what the insurance looks like, what the 401k looks like. what vacation looks like, what the sick days look like, what kind of time I can get off. It's a lot they look for in a package. But with God, he goes beyond package. In his plans, he give out miracles. I'm just telling you the truth this morning. That was a miracle. I had a miracle in my plan. And when I asked him for the 3,000, he moved. I could tell you some other things. How he moved for me. But we can't sit up and put restraints on God. You can't put him in a box and ask him to come out when you get ready for him to come out. You got to let him be out all the time because he's the God of your life. Hallelujah, Jesus, this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Again, this morning, he have everything that we need. He can supply all that we want. Listen to this. I'm a worker. I have people telling me all the time, get some rest. I have people telling me all the time, oh, Barbara, that's enough. I have people telling me all of this all the time. You better lay down and rest off the knee. Hey, Barbara, lay down. Your feet look swole. I keep right on going. Glory to his majesty. The benefit is what caused me to keep going. Going where others won't go. The benefits, I'm going to tell you, they're great benefits. I can think on one of my children and they'll call me. Oh, y'all don't understand today. I can think on one of my children and God will show me what's going on. Y'all don't understand. The benefits of being obedient, the benefits of being a worker unto Almighty God. I don't work for people to praise me. I don't work for people to come and do all of this for me. I work because the benefit package is great. And guess what? He's pleased. My goodness of God. He's pleased with me. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. When your ways please him, there's nothing you can't ask him for that he won't do. Last week I was in dire straits with some things, even for Jesus in the morning and Freedom Doors. I hear the Cash App go off double time. It go off this part of the week and later on it go off again. When I look, Sister Foot done blessed me twice. Because I'm telling you, Herd and Jerry, they take care of both of these, Freedom Doors and Jesus in the Morning. I didn't mean to put your business out there, but that's what take place. Look. Oh, my goodness. When you work under him, he'll fight your battles. When you work under him, he'll send other people that will speak up for you. Jerry spoke to my brother, and he got back on the right track. I was shocked. I was amazed. And God told me what to tell him. And when I told him what God said to tell him, guess what? He got strength. And he got to see. Oh, this is my sister, by the way. This is my biological sister. She and I have the same mama and daddy. And we knew both our parents. Crazy, I'm crazy. I get crazy sometimes. Yeah. But when you work for the Lord, he gave you love. Well, he gave you power first. Love and a sound mind. When you work under him, you're not thinking crazy. If he is, you stop yourself. It's like it's like an automatic thing. You stop and begin to seek God right there on the spot, right now. Right there, right now. There ain't no waiting because it may go away. Right now, Lord. I've been able to tell him many days, Lord, I judge them people. Forgive me, God. That was straight up judgment. I have no right. I'm wrong. That was a sin. That was no cause to judge him. Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me. Because when we come correct with him, when we face what we done done, when we face ourselves and stop thinking we more than we ought to, stop hiding stuff. Like you never do no wrong, you just so perfect. You never did nothing wrong, you never do nothing wrong. You're above everybody and everything. What I found out is I go to him and tell him about what I've done. I go to him and tell him about what I thought. I go to him and tell him, Lord, if you find anything in my heart that shouldn't be, take it out. And Lord, save me. Because I can't be saved with this. I can't go back with you with this in me. And you wish that none should perish. See, I'm a little strange. He said we was a peculiar people. We was, you know, strange and everything. We wasn't like everybody else. Somebody told me the other day, I tell on myself. I do too. I tells on me. I need to. Sometimes I might share my fault with another brother or sister. And they say, I'm going to pray for you, Barbara. Yeah, do that here. And most times I want the prayer right now. Don't tell me you're going to pray for me. No, let's get it on right now. Later might be too late. Let's pray for it right now. Hallelujah. But the benefits of God is great. And he needs some workers who can understand this. He needs some workers who understand patience. He needs some workers that understand your timing is not his timing. Your ways are not his ways. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. He needs you to understand as far as the heaven is from the earth, that's how off we is with the thoughts of God and the ways of God. Many times there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. That's why we go to him for everything. Because, Lord, I don't know the way. I'm down here on your power. I'm down here on your word. I need more power, and I need you to lead and guide me in where I should go. Show me the way. In the name of Jesus. Daily, nightly, God, show me your way and the way to follow you. Because if I follow you, you're going to lead me and guide me in the right path because your name is on it. Hallelujah. Anything his name is on, he's going to do it perfectly. When I tell you it's excellent, it's immaculate, it's beyond us. Because his name is on it, and his name is great, and he's going to continue to have a great name. So he's looking for some faithful people today. He's looking for you to wait on him. It's coming. He didn't forget you. He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. He will be with you until the end. But it's you. It's us. We got to remember what he said. We got to remember his promises towards us. Great and precious promises. I'm the head and not the tail. How that sound to you? I'm above and not beneath. On the job, at home, in my car, on the road, at the grocery store, when I'm shopping. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. Look at this. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Oh, they said they were going to come and take your house. The devil is a lie. They said they were coming to repossess your car. The devil is a lie. They diagnose you with liver problems. The devil is a lie. Who report are you going to believe? No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Oh, yeah, you feel the pain of it. I'm not believing it. They can tell me anything they want about GERD, acid reflux in my stomach, that way in my throat, wherever it be at. Who report will you believe? God made this body. He can do surgery on it without a knife, without a scalpel. Angela Foote know about them scalpels because that's where she worked in the operating room, giving the doctor the tools to do the surgery. I can't go for what they talking about. I got to believe the report of the Lord. His report says I'm healed, I'm filled, and I have the victory. And I'm going on in Jesus' name. Y'all hear me? I'm going on in Jesus. But we sit back and we look at what the world tell us. And we trying to be intellectual like these other nuts because we don't want the people to think that we're different. But I need you to know this morning, I'm a nut and I'm different. I'm not like everybody else. I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to believe the report of the Lord. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me, Jesus Christ. Almighty God, Jehovah, so loved me that he sent his only begotten son that if I believe on him, I won't perish, but have everlasting life. I believe that. I don't need no more proof. The day he saved me, the day he sanctified me, he set me aside unto himself. The day he baptized me, filled me with his spirit. That was the proof. I don't have to go to these books that man wrote, that God didn't inspire man to write. They wrote this stuff because they trying to figure out something. I figured it out. And how I figured it out, I came to Jesus just as I was. Ooh, this morning, I was weary, wounded, and sad. But I found in him a resting place, and today he has made me glad. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Help me today. He said this to me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Oh, Barbara Mack. Can do all things through Christ who strengthened her. But it's through him. And he the one have to strengthen me so I can get it done. He told me this, the joy of him is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. See, do we really research? Do we really believe this? Do we really depend on it? Do we really put his word to work for us? Let the word do the work today. A lot of us are in some places that don't feel so good because we're not in the promises of God. We're not going to seek his promises and let it apply to us. We sit around, oh, where is Barbara? Oh, Barbara. You ain't got there, Barbara. You're feeling this. I have the Holy Spirit living in me. I'm going to feel how I want to feel, and I'm going to feel good. All I got to do is stir up the gift. All I got to do is sing them songs. I'm telling you the truth. All I got to do, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me. See on, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Dr. Goodman, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. I was singing, Louis, when I think on the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Ah, yeah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, His Majesty. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For we don't stir up nothing. We sit around and let the flesh and the enemy defeat us. Good morning, honey bunny. Honey bun. We sit around and let the enemy defeat us. We sit around and let the flesh defeat us when God has already given us great gifts, great and precious promises, great gifts. That's a gift right there to know that. Flesh and blood didn't reveal that to me. The Spirit of God revealed that to me. When I think on the goodness of him because he's been so good to me, I'm telling y'all the truth. Eight biological preachers. It don't matter if they're operating in the gift now or they're going to do it after I die. He let me know. Eight biological children, eight biological preachers. Every one of them he chose. Every one of them he called. And know what? I used to look at them when they was teenagers. And I used to look at how people flocked to them, to my children. And I thought it was strange. I said, what is this? I'm sickening the other children. I got enough. Don't I have enough? My goodness, where are these other ones coming from? And they called me Miss Ba. My son's getting off the school bus, running in the house, locking the door. I said, what's going on? You cooking? We knew you was cooking. We could smell it all the way from the bus stop. Here comes Sean and all of them. They knocking on the back door. Miss Ba, Miss Ba, my son, go home, man. Go to your own house. See if your mama cooking. Take off upstairs. Because they look alike. My son, they look alike and they sound alike. And they would be upstairs changing out the school clothes into the regular, you know, casual play clothes, we called them. And they would be talking to each other. Yeah, man, they trying to come in. She frying chicken. Man, she ain't frying enough for the neighborhood. But they flocked to my children because of the calling. It wasn't so great that my children was born, you know, all they was just all of that and just a bag of donuts. No. God anointed them from birth because he called them and chose them to do a work. They just wouldn't do it, and they just don't understand. And they didn't understand back then. And when I tried to tell them, they looking at me crazy. Because, see, they looking at the world. Yeah, and when we looking at the world, we not going to understand. We not going to give God his all because we too busy looking at the world, and we want to look like the world. We want to act like the world. But God needs some people who going to come out the world and be separated. He looking for some folks going to come out from among them and be separated. We going to let him be our God, and we're going to be his people. But we don't do this. The church done changed, even the way the building look on the inside. They done changed everything because they following the world. The world changes, everything we gonna change. How many times have you gone to a website and they come at the brand new website? Every time you turn around, it's done changed. Something is wrong with somebody here. Certain changes is good, certain changes. Because I want to change my ways fully and take on the ways of Christ completely. That's a good change. I want to be able to give more in the name of Jesus, in the name of my God, in the name of Jehovah. Guess what? That's a good change. But me going and having my rear end chained, my chest chained, that's some foolishness. I'm headed for destruction. God gave me what he wanted me to have. Take care of what he gave me and I'll be all right. Even in my old age, I'll be all right. Take care of it. But we got to know the difference. Hallelujah. We must know the difference. Listen, I have a request to play this morning, and I'm going to that request. And when we come back, we're coming back with the book of 1 Samuel. I believe we're going to be in chapter 11. And we're still going to talk about being faithful unto God and getting the things from God that you need and that you want. Yeah, he's able to see us through over and over again. Hallelujah. Let's go to this one.
And mercy, it took me in, took my feet out of the miry clay, and placed them on a rock to stay. Oh, what a relief it was when God rescued me. He loosed the chains that had me bound. And it felt like
cooling water,
cooling water,
cooling water.
It felt like
cooling water,
cooling water,
cooling water,
cooling water from grandma's way.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, he delivers. He's a deliverer, and he can deliver us. He's everything we need and more today. But we got to believe. We got to go to him. We got to want to do what he says to do. We got to want to be workers unto him. A worker that's not ashamed. Yeah, we can work anywhere. I worked in Walmart. I used to say I was the pastor of all of the dollar stores. I was the pastor of every low-income area because I had a message to give to those who didn't know. I was a pastor for the homeless people, those living under the bridge, those didn't have nowhere to lay their head. Some slept out in the bushes at night. Some had mental health issues. And these spirits wouldn't let them go in out of the cold. Oh, yeah. God needs some workers here. I don't tell y'all everything I do. Yeah, I can't tell you everything, but just know this. Work while it's day. Night is coming. And when night come, no man can see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this morning, we are in the first book of Samuel, and the first chapter, and we're going down to the 11th chapter, and we're going down to the first verse. We found out that God had blessed the Israelites, but they didn't want what God was giving to them because they didn't think they had enough. And they wanted something different than what God was giving. And many of us are like that today. What God gives, we don't want that. But he know what's best for us. And he given you what it needs to take good care of you. But we don't want it. We want what the devil got. We want what everybody else got. God had been more than good to Israel, brought them from under the bondage of Pharaoh, blessed their children. But disobedient, they started serving and making other gods. And God saw this, well, you don't want me, let me back up. And the more God backed up, the worse things got for them. Now here come the Philistines against them. I think they killed about 30,000 of them in one day. They got fearful then. They scared now. Now they want to run back to God. See, and we do the same thing. I'm raising my right hand because I'm guilty. We're doing our own thing, and we done forgot about God, or we don't even believe. And what happens is that the more we leave him, the more we get away from the things of God, the more bad things start happening to us. Sometimes we associate with bad people, people we shouldn't even be bothered with. And things start happening to us. And we keep doing this stuff and it gets worse. Now we remember God, so now we run back. We go to the preacher, we go to somebody who can pray and ask them to pray for us because this, that, and the other is going on. And this was Israel's deal. And they went to Samuel, the prophet Samuel, and asked him to consult God for us, pray for us, tell God this and that. And God said he heard their cry. They was over there crying. Excuse me. They was over there crying and moaning and groaning, and God heard it. And God so loved the world. He loved them. So he was willing to give them another chance. But before he could finish up everything, they went and told Samuel, look, go over there and tell God, we want a king. God said, go back and tell them I've been more than a king to them. I've been more than father to them. And they couldn't even see the love he had for them. So they told Samuel, no, go back and tell them we want what everybody else got. We want a king that's going to fight for us. God said, well, if I give you a king now, he's going to take your children and make them workers unto him. He's going to take the very best that you got and give it to his servants. We don't care. We just want a king. Somebody going to fight for us. God said, okay, Samuel, go back and tell them I'm going to do it. I'll give them a king. So Kish had a son named Saul. And God chose Saul to be their king. He was taller than everybody. He was good looking. God allowed him to be able to go down to see the seer, Samuel, the prophet Samuel, go over there. And Samuel anointed him to be king and gave him some valuable information of things that would take place so he would know this is God moving. And when he got back, his family, they pulled sticks for it or whatever they did. They voted for it, and his family come up. And he was chosen to be king. When they looked for him, he was nowhere to be found. They had to go find him and bring him and let him know, you're the king now. So now we open verse 11, and we're looking at chapter 1. And I'm reading from the basic English Bible because many say they understand better the English version than the King James version. Yes. Yeah. So we're looking at 1 Samuel 11 and chapter 1. And it says this. Then about a month after this, after they done chosen to be king, Nahash, the Amorite, came up and put his forces in position for attacking Jabesh Gilead. And all the men of Jabesh Gilead. And all of the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, make an agreement with us and we will be your servants. And Nahash, the Amorite, said to them, I will make an agreement with you on this condition, that all your right eyes are put out so that I may make it a cause of shame to all Israel. Did you hear that? He's an Amorite. And he got his armies together to attack. And Jabesh said to Nahash, who was the Amorite, let's make an agreement. Make an agreement with us, and we'll be your servants. And this Nahash, the Amorite, said to them, I'll make an agreement with you on this condition that all your right eyes are put out so that I may make it a cause of shame to all Israel. I want to tell you this morning. When the enemy come in like a flood, don't forget it's God that will raise a standard. Don't forget what his word says. Don't forget the promises of God. If you can't do nothing else, go look for the promises of God. Don't let them put your right eye out. Don't let them take your house. Don't let them take your car. Don't let them fire you on the job. You serve Almighty God that have all power. All power is on your side. Jehovah is for you. And if he be for you, he's more than the whole world against us. Now, if whatever you want won't work together for your good, God is going to allow it. I don't want my son going in the army. I don't want my son to marry that girl. That family not right. It's going to cause problems. Then guess what happened? You're going to God about it. If it will work together for good, he's going to allow it. If it won't work together for good, he's not going to allow it. And you got to seek God. Continue to seek him. Continue to work unto him. A lot of times we say, Lord, this and that is going on. What's wrong? You're not working unto him. You haven't worked unto him. You only remember his word when you're in dire strait, when trouble comes. That's what's wrong. Because his promises hold true every day if we're faithful unto him. If we're obedient unto his word. The blessings flow for you every day. Now, trials coming, but your trials come only to make you strong. So many days we got to tell that devil no. You got to put on the whole armor of God daily that you can stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, wickedness in high places, rulers of the darkness. These spirits we fighting against. You looking at your boss thinking it's him, it's that spirit that used him. Oh, yeah. Then the responsible men of Jabesh said to him, give us 7 days so that we may send men to every part of Israel. And then if no one comes to our help, we will come out to you. Yeah, you tell that devil, just give me a few minutes here. Because see, if he gives you a few minutes, you got time to pray. While the devil offering you his mess, you got time to talk to God. While he talking to you, you talk to God. Yeah. And God really did give us binding and loosing power. I know they say we don't have it, but we have binding and loosing power. Because he gave you power, love, and a sound mind. I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And I cast you and all the evil thoughts back to the pits of hell, never to return again in the name of Jesus. And I'm the one that jumped right on it and said, Lord, rebuke the devourer for my sake. Because he coming to take what you gave me. And I don't want my mind to doubt so that he can get nothing. It's serious business. But see, we fall by the wayside because we're looking at what we can do, and we can't do nothing. But without God, we can do absolutely nothing. I know it looks like the world doing their thing, look like they're able to do it, but God allows it. If he didn't allow it, they wouldn't be able to. So he told them, give us 7 days. We're going to send to every part of Israel. And if no one come to help us, then we'll come out to you. And you can put every eye out, every right eye, you can go ahead and put it out, and we'll serve you. But verse 4 says, so they sent representatives to Saul's town, Gibeah. And these gave the news to the people. And all the people gave themselves to weeping. They didn't go to God now. They went to crying. Verse 5 says, now Saul came from the field driving the oxen before him. And he said, why are the people weeping? And they gave him word of what the men of Jabesh had said. And at their words, the Spirit of God came on Saul with power, and he became very angry. Look at this. When you get mad with that devil, the Spirit of God has risen up in you, and you get angry with that devil, you're going to tell him about himself. Yeah, you're going to tell that devil about himself. Yeah. Verse 7 says, and he took two oxen and cutting them up, sent them through all the land of Israel by the hand of Ranah, saying, if any man does not come out after Saul and Samuel, this will be done to his oxen. And the fear of the Lord came on the people, and they came out like one man. Do you hear me? Listen. Verse 6 says, and their words, when they told Saul what Nahash had said, when that Nahash said it, the Amorite, to my plucking every man right eye out to bring Israel to shame. The Spirit of the Lord came on Saul and he got angry. And he took his oxen and cut them up and sent it throughout all Israel and told them, look here, if you don't come out with me in the process, this is what's going to happen to your cattle. This is what's going to happen to your animals. The stuff you need to work, the oxen with the yoke that you need to work your fields, and some of them you eat, you know, because you need beef. And don't come with us and see what happens. But the Spirit of God came upon him now. It wasn't the Spirit of Saul just out here doing this. The songwriter said, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? We got to let the Spirit of God lead us and guide us. He will show us what to do concerning the enemy. Oh, yeah. So listen, then he said to the representatives who had come, say to the men of Jabesh-Gilead, tomorrow by the time the sun is high, you will be made safe. And the representatives came and gave the news to the men of Jabesh, and they were glad. And you remember Saul was up there prophesying before with the prophet. And they said, is Saul a prophet now? Remember that? 10 says, so the men of Jabesh said, tomorrow we will come out to you, and you may do to us whatever seems good to you. Now, on the day after, Saul put the people into three bands. And in the morning, watch, they came to the tents of the Amorites. And they went on attacking them to the heat of the day. And those who were not put to death were put to flight in every direction, so that no two of them were together. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Saul came and put the people into three bands, into three sections. The Spirit of the Lord led and guided him. And in the morning watch, they came to the tents of the Amorite. They came to them. Israel came to them now. Oh, they was putting it together to come to Israel and destroy Israel. Oh, but it turned around. And they went on attacking them to the heat of the day. And those who were not put to death were put to flight. They had to run in every direction. They was running so no two was left together. There wasn't no two Amorites left together. They all scattered in separate directions. One by one. Thank you, Jesus. 12 says, and the people said to Samuel, who was it? Who said, it's Saul to be our king. Give the men up so that we may put them to death. Oh, yeah, at first they was over there talking trash. So that's what it was. Saul shouldn't be king. My son should be king. You know how we do. He might be taller than my son, but my son got more guts than him. My son is not afraid of nothing. Oh, yeah, we got some mouth on things. But God chose Saul to be their king. And the Spirit of the Lord come on Saul when they talking about doing something to Israel. So 13 says, and Saul said, not a man is to be put to death today, but today the Lord has made Israel safe. See, he was in his right mind. He was being led by the Spirit of God. I want y'all to remember Saul was being led in the beginning by the Spirit of Almighty God who have all power. Then Samuel said to the people, come, let us go to Gilgal. And they'll make the kingdom strong in the hands of Saul. Y'all come on and we go on and tell them what happened and how it got, you know, how we got saved. Saul, you know, the Lord used Saul, and let's go so that everybody will be for King Saul. So all the people went to Gilgal, and there in Gilgal they made King Saul king before the Lord. And peace offerings were offered before the Lord. And there Saul and all the men of Israel were glad with great joy. Yeah, God always have to give an example. Because we as the people of God, we just can't believe the word and let that be the reason. We can't keep the word of God 100 in us, 100%. We always got to have something else. Signs and wonders, we got to have something. I know people God has spoke through my mouth, and when it didn't happen right away, they, oh, no, I can't believe what she, but later on it came to pass, and they wasn't prepared. And a lot of times they missed the blessings because God spoke one thing, but they holding on to something else. They didn't believe the whole report. They only believe a portion of it. I'm going to believe the whole report. Whether it sound good or bad, I'm going to believe it. Look what he told Eli. Not one of your family members going to live to be old. Eli accepted that. Why? It was a bad report, but who said it? Him that does it. Him that have all problem, all power. Him that's able to destroy the body and the soul. Hallelujah. So now we're looking at chapter 12 and verse 1. And Samuel said to all Israel, you see that I have given ear to everything you said to me. and have made a king over you. Yeah, you told me to go tell God you wanted a king. I told him he's giving you a king. Verse 2 says, and now see, the king is before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and my sons are with you. I have been living before your eyes from my early days till now. From a boy, from a baby, Samuel had been for the people. God used him, used his mouth. Yeah. Verse 3 says, here I am. Give witness against me before the Lord and before the man on whom he has put the holy oil. Whose ox or ass have I taken? To whom have I been untrue? Who has been crushed down by me? From whose hand have I taken a price for the blinding of my eyes? I will give it all back to you. So now he coming to the people because see, he old now. And he's getting to the point of where he can't see like he used to. He can't do all the things he used to. Probably couldn't even travel as much as he used to. So he asked him, is there anybody that have witness against me before the Lord? Can you say anything bad about me? Did I take anything from you that I shouldn't have took? You offered me stuff and I took it. Should I not have taken it? Who I lied to? Who did I crush down? Who did I say bad things against to hurt your feelings and to make you feel low? Who I turned a blind eye to? No, you needed it more than me, but deliberately took it from you. Who, he said. And then it says, I will give it all back to you. Verse 4, as they said, you have never been untrue to us or cruel to us. You have taken nothing from any man. See, the prophet Samuel, he taught me that too. He taught me a prayer to pray, and he taught me this. And many more things, but them two things stood out with me. Because you got to be careful how you treat the people of God. I can't just come taking your stuff on purpose because I want it. I can't just come taking your stuff because I want to pay my light bill and I don't care about your house note. I can't just come and taking your money, your car note money, because I want a pair of shoes or two, some clothes. No, I can't do that. Everything that I say, everything that I've done, I have in doing, I must give an account. Everything that I'm saying, I must give an account for. Some things I say is when I'm in the spirit. When I come out the spirit, I don't forget what I said because it wasn't me. But greater is he that lives within me, hallelujah, than he that is in the world. Yeah, I tested many mornings. It's never me. That's my prayer. Lord, don't let me give your people me, but let me give them you. Let me give them your word, not my word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, yeah, Lord. So look, where we at? I got to go back and find it. I done got excited. In verse 5, it says this. Then he said, the Lord is witness against you. And the man on whom he is, oh, no, we down further than that. I'm sorry. And Samuel said to the people, Lord, is with him. Okay, let's go for verse 6. Because they said, the Lord is witness against you, and the man on whom he has put the holy oil witness this day. And Samuel said to the people, the Lord is witness who gave authority to Moses and Aaron, and who took your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. That's verse 6. And verse 7 says of chapter 12 of 1 Samuel, keep your places now while I take up the argument with you before the Lord and give you the story of the righteousness of the Lord, which he has made clear by his acts to you and to your fathers. Now I'm going back to the Lord and I'm going to get some more information for you and bring it back to you. And whatever God says, that's what I'm going to share with you to make it clear. Verse 8 says, when Jacob and his sons had come into Egypt and were crushed by the Egyptians, the prayers of your fathers came up to the Lord, and the Lord sent Moses and Aaron and took your fathers out of Egypt and put them into a place. Y'all remember Joseph? The coat of many colors, Stella? Potiphar's wife lied on him. He ended up in prison. He prophesied to the it will interpret the dream of the baker and the servant. And he became the only closest thing to being king. He became close to the king, and his word was law. And he sent back and got his family because there was a drought in the land. So this is what Samuel is reminding them. He always reminds them how they come out of Egypt. Look what Joseph did. Yeah. Verse 9 says, but they were false to the Lord their God, and he gave them up into the hands of Sisera, captain of the army of Jabin, king of Hazar, and into the hands of the Philistines, and into the hands of the king of Moab, who made war against them. Disobedience, it will get us in trouble every time. We must stay faithful unto the Lord. Verse 10 says, then crying out to the Lord, they said, we have done evil, because we have been turned away from the Lord, worshiping the Baals and the Astartes. But now make us safe from those who are against us, and we will be your servants. Now you see, every time we do our own thing, we forget God. It's our thing. We feel like we do what we want to do. I can believe the word or not. I can take it or leave it. No, you got to take it. You need it. Because if not, trouble is coming your way. And the only person you can run to get out of this trouble is Almighty God. He's the only one. Hallelujah. So in verse 11, it says this. So the Lord sent Jeroboam, and Barak, and Jephthah, and Samuel, and took you out of the power of those who were fighting against you on every side, and made you safe. 12 says, and when you saw that Nahash, the king of the Amorites, was coming against you, you said to me, no more of this. We will have a king for our ruler. When the Lord your God was your king, oh, he gonna tell him. 13 says, here then is a king marked out by you. The Lord has put a king over you. Here is the king marked out by, this what you chose, this what you want. The Lord has put a king over you. And look how gracious and merciful God is. He chose a good king to be over them. He chose Saul to be over Israel. With a disobedient like me, crazy self like me, it's my thing, I'm going to do what I want to do until I get in trouble self, like me. Yeah. 14 says, if in the fear of the Lord, you are his servants, hearing his voice and not going against the orders of the Lord, but being true to the Lord, your God, you and the king ruling over you, then all will be well. Did you hear that? If we will stay faithful to God, if we will continue to obey him, if we'll listen for what he has to say, it may be through the preacher, it may be through the choir singing, it may be through the usher at the door that remind us of what God said in his word. Hear the word today, it become from a hellish mouth. Folks cuss all the time. Some people don't even know they cussing, saying bad words. But if you hear the truth about God through a mouth like that, honor that too. Obey the word, not the person. Obey the word of God. And if you do that, America and any other country, God will keep you and whoever's in leadership of that country safe. You'll be good. You will be well, it says. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, that's the whole world. Seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive the sins, and heal the land. That's what he said. But see, like me, many times we got off course. This over here looking good. The world unpresented that. I'm going to test off on that. Trust trouble comes, then we want to run back to God. Soon as things get back even and safe and sound, we right back out there again with some nonsense. Oh, yeah. But we must stay on our knees. We must stay humble before God. We must consider him first. We must consider his word and what pleases him and the things that he can accept. That come first and foremost. Stay in that. Stay faithful in that. When trouble arrives, we run to the Lord. We don't run to the police. We don't run over here, but we run straight to God. If God said call the police, call him. If God said get rid of them, get rid of them. If God say give it back, give it back. Whatever he says, that's what we want to do. But we think if we do these things, many times we're going to look weak. Sometimes we feel like, well, I'm going to be cheated. They're going to have and I'm not. No. If you give it back, God going to increase your territory. If you give it back, he going to give you double for your trouble like he did Job. Don't give up on God. And don't give up on yourself. Because you have a mediator, the man Jesus Christ, who stands between you and God. He takes your petition. He takes your prayers to the Father. Don't give up. You're not out. Sometimes people kill themselves because ain't no way out. Yes, there is a way out, but you got to go to God to get out. When the enemy come in like a flood, we must remember it's God that will raise a standard for us. He's got more power than the devil. He's Jehovah who have all power. There's no higher power today. 15 says, but if you do not give ear to the voice of the Lord, but go against his orders, then the hand of the Lord will be against you and against your king for your destruction, as it was against your fathers. Do you hear that, America? In every country, do you hear that? We must be obedient to God. We must give ear to the voice of the Lord. Give ear to his word. But if we go against his orders, then the hand of the Lord will be against us and against our leadership of our country. Our destruction and the destruction of our leadership will be the same as it was back in the day, when the leaders had to come subject to Pharaoh, when the leaders thought they would have to come subject to Nahash. Yeah. I looked back and I saw the mother of Moses put him in the basket to float down the river, because God was going to use Moses in his older years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now keep where you are and see this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. Stay where you are. Stand still. Because God is about to work it out right before your very eyes. Oh, I know they said they were going to take your house. I know they said they were going to give you the pink slip and put you off the job. I know they said they were coming for your car. I know they said they were going to lock your child up. I know they diagnosed you with cancer and wrote you off. I can't do no more for you. You just got to go home and die. But stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See this great thing which the Lord will do before your eyes. See your healing coming to manifestation. See your child change right before your eyes. See that they write you a letter back and tell you, oh, we made a mistake. We're not going to foreclose. Matter of fact, there's a new program come out. We want you to check this program out. It'll pay for your house for 3 months. And within 3 months, God done raised up a budget for your house, a budget for your car, gave you a better income. But keep where you are in Jesus. Keep looking to the hills from which cometh your help. Keep staying in the word and obeying what the word says. God going to do it right before your eyes. 17 says, is it not now the time of the grain cutting? My cry will go up to the Lord, and he will send thunder and rain, so that you may see and become conscious of your great sin, which you have done in the eyes of the Lord in the desiring a king for yourselves. God gonna bless you. But I need you to see what you done. I need you to see you left God and you had to come back. And when you come back, he was gracious, kind, loving, and merciful to you. You come against God because you didn't want him no longer. You wanted a king. So I'm going to show you what you did. I'm going to pray to God and he's going to show you you. They didn't have to pray for me. I saw me. And I had enough mind to go to God and get it right. Oh, yeah. Verse 18 says, so Samuel made prayer to the Lord. And the Lord sent thunder and rain that day. And all the people were in fear of the Lord and of Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, make prayer for us to the Lord your God so that death may not overtake us. For in addition to all our sins, we have done this evil in desiring a king. See, they saw their wrongdoing. That's what needs to happen with America and every country. We need to see our wrongdoing against God, so that we can humble ourselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways. This way, God will forgive the sins and heal the land. He'll hear from heaven, forgive the sins and heal our land. America needs a healing today in the worst way. Verse 20 says, then Samuel said to the people, have no fear. Truly you have done evil, but do not be turned away from the Lord. Be his servants with all your heart. Look, Barbara, you done sinned. You done come back to God. You was wrong, Barbara. You done come back to God. God done forgive you. But he wants you to see what you done wrong, Barbara. Don't do that anymore. Stay with God now. Stay with God. Keep going forward. Keep looking to the hill. Keep seeking his face. Keep seeking his word, Barbara. Keep obeying the voice of God. Go see about the sick when you can. Go see about the hungry. Take them some food, Barbara. Go give some clothes away to them that's naked. Go visit them that's in jail, Barbara. Go to the hospital and visit them that's sick. Hey, Barbara, you might have to travel for miles. You may have to pay out your own pocket. But go ahead on over there and see about them. I'm going to heal them and I'm going to bless you. Yeah. If Sister Mara was here today, she would testify. This woman ain't know nothing about me. Traveled all the way from Jacksonville to Atlanta, Georgia to see about me and my daughter. God sent her. Brother Louis paid for the trip for me. This was way back in the day. Yeah. We got to obey God. Verse 20 says, then Samuel said to the people, have no fear. Truly you have done evil, but do not be turned away from the Lord. Be his servant. Because sometimes we done messed up and we scared to go to God. I done messed up. He said, come, let us reason together. Though your sins be scarlet, I'll wash you white as snow. He's much different than man. He's a loving, kind, merciful, and gracious God. He's a God that look beyond fault and yet meet needs. He's a God that I don't care what you've done. If you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. Oh, yes, he will. I'm a living witness. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm telling you from experience. 21 says, and do not go from the right away. Turn into those false gods in which there is no profit and no salvation, for they are false. Don't get back worshiping your job. Don't go back worshiping that man. Don't go back worshiping that woman. Don't worship them children. Don't worship that house and that car. Don't worship them clothes and things you got and how you have. Don't go back to that. That caused you to mess up the first time. Stay with God. Because all of that is false, and it's going to pass away. Don't fool around with no statue. It's dead. It's false. It can't say nothing. A statue can't do nothing for you. Don't go back to the pagan God. Don't go back to the God who's not real. You want to stick with Jehovah, the God that have all power, the God that said he so loved us that he gave his only begotten son. And many of us got the evidence. We got the proof that he is. We got the proof that he's alive and well. But we can't go back to our old ways. Don't go back to serving the pastor or worshiping him. Worshiping the church where you go. Give God more. Be faithful unto God, not unto anything else but him. He's the one you want to be the most faithful to day and night. Who are you faithful to day and night? Who's your God day and night? Who do you love day and night more than anything else? Who is it? Talk to yourself today and talk to God. 22 says, for the Lord will not give his people up. Look at this. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's going to be with you to the end. Because of the honor of his name, I told y'all. If his name is on it, it's going to be excellent. His name is on it. Hallelujah. For it was the Lord's pleasure to make of you a people for himself. Didn't I tell you over and over he made you for his pleasure? You were made for God's pleasure. For the pleasure of all power. My goodness, from Zion. 23 said, and as for me, never will I go against the orders of the Lord by giving up my prayers for you. But I will go on teaching you the good and right way. Yeah, look here. I'm not going to be partaker of your sins. I'm not going to fall into that thing with you. I'm not going to waste no prayer on you. And I see you don't want God. Time is valuable. But now if you want to be taught, I will keep teaching you and keep leading you right back to God, not to me. Because Barbara chapter 8, verses 9 through 11, that won't do you no good. You need God and his word. Hallelujah. And that's what I bring, the word of the Lord. I bring the spirit of the Lord. I bring the things of God. Yeah, because without him, we can do nothing. 24 says, only go in the fear of the Lord and be his true servant with all your heart, keeping in mind what great things he has done for you. But if you still do evil, destruction will overtake you and your king. Yeah. Because sometimes it's what we want to cause the leadership to mess up. Yeah. When Saul messed up, and somebody came and asked him, what is this? And why are you doing this like this? He said, well, the men, they wanted the spoiler. But God told you don't take nothing out of there and kill everything over there. Kill everything that's moving over there. And don't bring no spoil out of there with them Amalekites. But they did it anyway. Yeah, we're going to get to see it. Saul old and gray now, but we're going to get to see the move. We're going to get to see what God continue to do for Israel and what he does for the king. So we got to be careful, y'all. Be careful who you socialize with, even. If they're not talking about Jehovah, your God, and his son, Jesus Christ, and what he said in these 66 books, they done twisted it around according to a man and what a man wrote and what a man said that God didn't inspire. Get away from them. I don't care if it's a family member. I don't care who your best friend. I don't care who it is. Because you're headed for destruction. Again, this morning, there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. In the end, you're going to be destroyed. In the end, you're going to hell. Oh, yeah. I don't know another God that's as righteous and holy as this God that so loved us and sent his only begotten son. I don't know another God that's holy and righteous like this God that said, let there be light, and light appeared. Abraham, I'm going to make your descendants like the sand by the sea. If you can count every grain of sand, you'll be able to count your descendants. I don't know another God like that. I don't know another God when this man is almost 100 and his wife is almost 100. They come together and here come the baby that God promised them years back. I don't know another God like that. But God was the one that brought it forth. So I can't serve another God. Because if I'm serving another God, it's a false God. I can't serve witchcraft. It won't do me no good. It'll mess my family up. Mess my children up and everything I touch up too. And then my old years, if I'm allowed to live to get old, it's going to mess me up because I'm working witchcraft. I want to share something with you this morning. Many times we may not understand, but our children are messed up. We're messed up. And it could have been aborted because it started in our childhood. We got messed up in our childhood, but it could have been aborted in this way. God could have healed us. Although we went through some terrible times in our childhood, God could have healed us. But we made the choice not to stay with God. And many mothers and parents and fathers know what happened to the child, but we didn't care enough. Sometimes they're ashamed of it, but you got to put shame to the back burner and say, I love my young'un, and I'm going to do what I got to do for my young'un. Because the scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he get old, he won't depart from it. I want to share this with you, and many people come against me for it. I had a preacher almost wanted to fight me about this. I'm talking about this fight. Physically hit me. But if the devil hit me, I'm hitting him back. Don't worry. Yeah. Just like the Spirit of the Lord come on Saul, and Saul was able, the Spirit of the Lord will come on me and you'll be beat down if he don't send the angels to do it first. Hallelujah. When I told him about this, or sex is wrong. It's witchcraft. Listen to me. I know you hate it. I know you don't. The bed is marriage is honorable, and the bed is undefiled, but not with witchcraft. This thing that they're doing now is luring people in witchcraft. A lot of these people have lost their ever-loving mind where they should have got up out that relationship years ago. They can't move. They can't go nowhere because the witchcraft of oral sex has taken over them. I'm not telling you what they told me. I'm telling you what I see. I'm telling you what people coming to me telling me. And guess what they say? Oh, I just can't leave him because I don't want to whore. I don't want to do this. He's not that bad. I can't leave her. I had the preacher to tell me the other week, hey, I got hooked up into this marriage because of sex. Not love making. See, because when you get married, you don't sex no more. You love make because you're building on your marriage. Them fornicators is the one that have sex, sinning against their own bodies. Here come venereal disease. Here come AIDS. Here come all kind of stuff. The man had worms in his mouth from witchcraft, fooling around, talking about oral sex. I've had some men in my life, and these men, they were pipe layers. They used the tools God gave them, and it wasn't their mouth. So I wanted to share that this morning because a lot of that is out here. And a lot of people is wondering, what is wrong with me? You're dealing in witchcraft. You're dealing in witchcraft. You know, I'm staying with him because I need a place to live. He do this and he do that and that and this. And, but I'm really in my heart not happy. I've never been happy with him. I've just been tolerating him. I've been with him so long, or I've been with her so long. And for the women, if I leave him, I won't have this, I won't have that. For the man, it's like, well, she cook good and she do a few things, but it could be better, but I'm just not happy. I've never been happy with her. I made a mistake and married, and I got in there and I couldn't get out like that, so I stayed. Witchcraft. Look, some women deserve to leave a raggedy man alone. They won't do it. They'll make every excuse, witchcraft. They'll make every excuse in the book to stay with him. The man know he should have been left that crazy woman. But he can't do it because of witchcraft. And guess what? We'll seek everything and everybody trying to figure it out when God already worked it out, because you ain't have no business with them. Why are you wasting time trying to seek them, talking about what you wanted? You should have been seeking God to get right with him. And see, we do some weird stuff. I had a very close relative to marry a woman so that he could say he wasn't living in sin. And so that he could bring this woman to church with him who wasn't studying God and have her to get up there to my she accept Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior and didn't mean it one bit. What she meant was to get him because he had money. She was looking for a provider, somebody to take care of her. I've seen women lose their absolute mind and let a man do them any kind of way. No respect for him. It's ridiculous. It's horrific. It's scary to see it sometimes. And listen, it's witchcraft. The more you show them what's wrong, the more excuses they make, and then they get mad with you, and then guess what else? What you're telling them, they skip over that and say something different. Witchcraft. The devil got their mind. Look, some of these church-going women. And that's all they doing, going to church. And they like to hear a word. And they love for you to prophesy. But after God do all of that for them, they not leaving the devil. You hear what I tell you? Because that's a pure devil that's got you in bondage. You're not happy. You're not satisfied. Some of them lying, trying to make like it's this and this, so the man is showing 5 minutes worth of attention. He's a narcissist, and he come in there, and he pillow talk him for a few minutes, sex him for a few minutes, and he right back to doing what he was doing before. Same thing with the woman, with the man. It ain't just me, and it's women too. Witchcraft. I wanted to share that this morning because some people don't know that. The devil in your house, the devil knocking at your door, the devil living around your windows, he getting in where he can fit in. Because witchcraft is being worked. And they're not going to the two-headed people. They're not throwing salt and burning mess and washing with mess. No, they're not doing none of that. It's the oral sex. One person told me, say, you don't understand, Barbara. See, you don't do it. You, that's not who you are. You don't. I understand witchcraft, and I know the devil when I see him at work. And I know when the devil done took your mind. I do know that because you're not going to talk right. Yeah. Oh, good morning, Prophetess Felicia. God bless you this morning. Good to see you today. Yeah. And see, we got to love our children. And we got to be willing to give up some things for the children. We got to pray without ceasing. We got to look to the hills from which cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. He made the heavens and the earth. Without God, we can do nothing. So if you think taking your child to church and that's just it, you know, it's going to take a little more than that. Stop working witchcraft and stop letting people work witchcraft on you. The end of it is destruction. You're going to lose out on everything. Your children will have no respect for you. Oh, they, if you're going to give them something, they'll come around, you know, because you're going to give them something. And they'll talk the big bad talk, and that's all it's going to be. They ain't going to bust a grape. Because they have no respect for you, and they see you staying into something that you shouldn't. I'm just telling you the truth this morning. See, when you're on the outside looking in, you can see better. But being on the inside, you locked in. You can't see what the outsider see. They see all the tricks being played on you, all the games being played on you. You can't see none of that. You've been bamboozled. You've been bewitched. I'm telling you the truth this morning. And some people say, oh, she's crazy. No, I'm telling you the truth. I'm trying to help you today. Witchcraft is real. Yeah. We're going to get into a study about that later on when the Lord lead and guide. So that you'll know something. Yeah. Look, there are people, they call them two-headed people. They say they got a natural head and a spiritual head. And these people make potions and motions and powders and candle burning and all kind of mess. And they call it spiritual. The devil is a lie and a fool. If you look at God, if he use anything, oil and water, if he use anything, he told them to put them books away, get rid of them. He even told them, don't burn no more incense, it stinks in my nostrils. But we go to all these kind of people because we want something. Church folks, God is not moving fast enough for them, so they feel they got to take matters in their own hands. So they washing down this and ammonia with that and all kind of foolishness. God don't need your help. Yes, ma'am, just crazy. God don't need your help. Now, why would I use something against another person and God is love and I'm supposed to love people? You cuss me out and I hate you. Yeah, plant pictures in dirt to keep the man bearing draws. Yes, yes. Putting eggs and all kind of mess and putting nails in the forehead of pictures in the graveyard. I'm just telling you, it's a mess. And the person died because that's what you did it for. You got that murder on your hand here. Abortions. All of this thing. Thou shalt not kill. It's wrong. But I see it this way. You can do whatever you choose to do. But there is a price coming up that you got to pay. Yeah. They do all of that to get the man and he turn around and almost kill him. Witchcraft. The devil don't play no game. If you obey the devil, he don't bless you like God. The devil come but to steal, kill, and destroy. It's Jesus who come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Whatever you do for the devil, he going to pay you with an evil return. Oh, he going to give you some money. Amen. Temporary, which means it won't last. Listen, oh, he'll give you money. He'll give you the house on the hill with the dog named Fluffy. He'll give you the Mercedes. He'll give you the Lamborghini. He'll give you a Rolls Royce. He'll give you the baddest man. Oh, he looks so good. He's so fine. It's unreal. Look like they just pulled him out the magazine. It'll be the worst life. The worst life you could ever have. Because God didn't give it. I say the devil come, but it's his only job to steal, kill, and destroy. That's why he came. He'll tell me, Barbara, go rob Subway, Barbara, or go rob Penny's, go rob the bank. In 2022, with all this brand new electronic everything, pictures being taken everywhere, cameras everywhere, he would go rob the bank, Barbara. And I went in there with a gun to rob the bank. And guess what happened? Before I get to the courtroom, before I get to the judge, before they even fingerprint me and lock me up, guess what done happened? I got an automatic 10 years, if not more. Now, that's not what the judge going to give me. That just come automatic because I had a firearm when I went in there to rob the people. I did what the devil say, and this the payment he going to give me. Before I get to the jail, he done gave me an automatic 10 years in prison. Ain't no getting out. I had the mask on and the sunglasses, but they could still tell it wasn't me. Sometimes I done touched something in there because I forgot to put the gloves on. And they come right on and get me. Do you hear what I say? That devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. I'm talking to church folks. There's a difference between church folks and God folks. God people going to obey him no matter the cause. Church folks, they got a form of godliness, and they deny the power thereof. They go to church to feel better, and then them feel like they're doing God a favor because they showed up in the building. You ain't doing him no favor. You could have stayed home. Matter of fact, you could have went to the club instead of coming to church. He'd respect you better than coming to his house to play with him, because that's what you're doing. Again, this morning, there's a way that seemed right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. You can plant for other people's demise if you want to. But I heard the songwriter say, if you dig one ditch, you better dig two. The trap you set just may be for you. Don't mess around with these two-headed people and all this witchcraft and mess trying to hurt somebody else. If you don't like what they've done, talk to God. He said, come here, sit right here. I'll make your enemies your footstool. Now, that's what he said. But a lot of times we feel God taking too long to do it. We want them paid back right now. Now, what they did, going to pay them back. And you should be praying for them that God give them a change of heart and mind. And not stay in the same way of thinking. Yeah, but church folk, that's what they do. And they don't see the devil using them. They see them as the enemy. Oh, they did that against me. Yeah, I'm going to burn this candle. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. They told me one time about this lady. Said that her husband had a girlfriend, and the woman dressed him, put some stuff on him for him to take back to the girlfriend, and the lady lose her mind. Let me tell you, the devil is no joke. Now, I know y'all think he play around, but look, God gave him some power, and he is the prince of the air. Listen to me. He's no joke. We want to go to God for everything. We don't want the devil giving us nothing. When I came out the world, I gave the devil back all his tools. Yeah, he had gave me some tools to use, even against men, to lure men in, so I could make money. Uh-uh. Give the devil back all his tools. The spirit of flirtation had to go. I ain't got no business flirting. Married or single. I said, I'm saved. I said, God sanctified me. I said, God filled me. He baptized me with the Holy Ghost. I ain't got no business flirting nowhere. If I'm married, I can flirt with my husband because that's mine. He belonged to me. I can do anything I want to other than witchcraft. I got no business working witchcraft against my own husband. We're one. It's my job to love him and take care of him. Treat him with respect. Put him up on a pedestal. Let the world know this is what I chose. Rough, rugged, and real. This is what I chose. You can tell me something and he say, I'm going to do what he said. You ain't got to worry about. Now, he can tell me something. God speaks something, I'm going to obey God, but he already know that. And coming to tell me something about my husband, it can be true, but I'm not finna hear that, not by my eyes. You got to be, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put you on down the road. We no longer going to be friends. Because you're trying to tell me something against my husband, the man that God gave me, and we became one. Yeah. And I bind up the spirit of witchcraft from coming against my marriage. Oh, I'm praying about some things, and that's what you have to do. He can walk by a woman and she full of witchcraft and he see her and he do a double take. He never does that. But witchcraft, you pray and bind all that up off your husband. Men are different from women. All these women run in the church. Men that say they love God, they don't love nobody. Don't even love themselves. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. All right, Pastor David, I see you. I'm bringing you in right now.
I'm going to say they give you. There is a side effect to all of them.
Okay, he working or something. But I saw his hands raised. Sion, ask Pastor David, did he want to say something this morning? I see his light on in the studio. Yeah. Hallelujah. So listen, we got 4 minutes, but I'm going to go ahead to the next song. And when we come back, the studio is open. If anyone have something they would like to say, please. Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am. I saw his light come on. That's why I opened it up. I wasn't sure. We go into the next song of the morning, and when we come back, the studio is open. If anyone have something they would like to say, please feel free to press that number 1 and come in today.
You speak.
Where we need to stay in the spirit of Almighty God, walking in his spirit, that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Irene, I see you. I see you. Good morning. God bless
Hi.
You. How are you?
Oh, it's so good to listen to your message. You know, God signed his name on my heart. I was made for loving him. I love my God, my King. I bless his name forever and ever, every day. Hallelujah. You know, I'm addicted to God. I won't give him up.
Amen.
He gives me strength. His spirit Amen. Lives in me. My Amen. Heart belongs to him.
Hallelujah.
You know, he made us. We are his people. He
yeah.
leads us. He feeds us. He protects us.
Thank you.
We were born in his precious blood.
Thank
oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just my spirit, his spirit lives in me. Eh? He gives me strength every day.
Yeah.
My life belongs to him. By the way, I have the gift of laughter too. And the gift of kindness and giving.
Yeah.
Oh, I love my Jesus so much. I want to bless his name forever and ever, every day of my life. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you.
Yes, love you too, Irene. God bless you this morning. And it's just good to know someone who loves him like that and understand that he's the Lord of our lives, and he's our life
mm-hmm.
because our life is hid in him, and we realize without him we can do nothing. He brought us into a peaceful place. He taught us how that whatever state we are in, to be content, yeah, to seek his face if we want more, and to wait patiently on him because he's coming. But we got to believe. We got to make this thing real to us. See, the word is alive and real to me. Hallelujah. It's not just some words on some paper. You know, black words on white paper and what Jesus said in red. No, that's not just it. It's alive and well. The word of God is alive. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. It will heal you. The word of God will heal you. It will fix your heart and regulate your mind. Oh, yeah. We pray that. Father, let this mind be in us that was also in your son, Christ Jesus. Yeah, we pray that prayer. And we seek God to have a sound mind. because many times things has happened in our childhood, things has happened in our lives. We've linked up with people we thought that loved us, and they didn't love us. They come to get what they could from us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all right today in Jesus' name. All right, brother, after that, I'm going to mute your mic, Irene, but you'll still be able to hear. I'm going to go to one more caller. Good morning, Brother Anthony. God bless you this morning. How are you?
Bless. Highly favored. Good morning, Miss Barbara. Good morning to everybody this morning. I just want to, first of all, give thanks to God for waking me up this morning. I'm thankful for life, health, and strength, keeping my right mind, allowing me to see another day. Thankful for the activity of my limbs. I'm thankful for who he is in me, where he brought me from, where he taking me, what he's doing in my life. And I'm thankful for this ministry. Thankful for you, Miss Barbara, and every person out there that tunes in, that just, you know, take out the time in the morning to, you know, to get some spiritual food, and just blessed to be able to be up here this morning as well. And I thank God for the word that came forth. And I heard a little bit of what you was speaking on for us in the Bible, but, you know, really caught my attention was the when you was talking about the oral sex, and, you know, that being witchcraft, you know, because when I separated from my ex-wife, when we had our separation and everything, I remember one of the deacons of the church, the elder, you know, he was kind of, you know, talking to me, and he was telling me that, you know, he had a friend of his that he worked with, and they were having marriage problems and everything, and he was like, the wife, you know, was kind of complaining about, you know, their relationship them being intimate and everything, and, you know, that was kind of along the lines of what he was speaking on, but he was speaking that, you know, sometimes you have to do that, you know, because, you know, of the wife, you know what I'm saying, to be able to keep everything going, you know. So, you know, you just kind of opened my eyes there, you know, and I see where, you know, that was wrong, you know what I'm saying, what he was telling me. And so, you know, it's a lot of times we got to be careful who we listen to and what we listen to, you know, and people speaking to you about certain things, you know, because, you know, and then again, you got to be in the word, you know, so God will give you the discernment of the word, and, you know, he'll put people in your life to be able to teach you so you can have knowledge about the things. So, you know, that just blessed me this morning hearing that, you know, and knowing, you know, that that's something that I don't need to do and involve in my relationship with whoever I'm with, you know, when I get married. So, thank God for that. Amen.
Hallelujah. I thank God for the truth this morning, and I thank God for knowing. And you see, that's what I tell you about church people. Church people go to church. Listen to me good. And when they leave church, it's about what they think is right. And I tell you again today, there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. And church folks teaching folks this. You see what I'm saying? Haven't been in that word, haven't been seeking God for themselves. You got to seek God to know the right thing. In a marriage, it's love making. It's love making in a marriage. In fornication and adultery, that's sex. You're not really building nothing. It's about the feeling. A 10-minute, 5-minute, 15-minute feeling, and it's gone. I've seen men lay with women and get right up and gone about their business. But in marriage, it should be passion there. Love, passion, and it's not all caressing, it cuddling. It's not just about the feeling, and we're gone. I love you. So we come together as one. And God gave us these feelings. But because we got a sound mind, we're going to keep our minds in the right place, even doing lovemaking. Yeah, because I've seen this thing, and it can take over and have you doing some crazy stuff because you caught up in the moment of the foolishness, I'm going to call it. Because if you're not married and you're not saved and you're not willing to please God all the way around, you caught up into some things. And them spirits overtake you. Intimacy, thank you, prophetess. Them spirits overtake you. And when you know anything, you doing all kind of stuff. Hey, you done brought food in the bedroom. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my word. And women telling men about this, men telling women about this to lure you. Those are witchcraft spirits. Those are spirits of lust to bewitch you, to draw you into the foolishness. And I believe this, not everybody you lay with, you married to them. I don't care what you did and what you didn't do. Everybody you lay with, you married to. All right, that preacher, you going to help me preach this, won't you? Yeah. Listen, marriage is honorable and the bed is undefiled. But whoremongers and adulterers and fornicators and all these kind of people, they don't have no part with God. I don't care how many Sundays you go to church. I don't care what board or what auxiliary or what ministry you serve in the church. And see, church folks need to know some stuff because they think it's all right. And many of them go so the preacher can tell them. They don't have a Bible study life at home. They don't have their own prayer life. So they're going on what somebody else told them. And I know people don't know it's wrong. Like a lot of people that deal with homosexuality, they don't know it's wrong. And see, I'm this way. Somebody asked me, well, why you don't preach more on homosexuality? It's not my business. See, if we'll go to the Word and stay in the Word of God, we'll be all right. If we stay in the Word of God, he said, if you know it's wrong and you do it, it's a sin. That's for the believer and the unbeliever. If you know that it's wrong, it's a sin. If I was a sinner, I didn't believe in God. And I went to the grocery store and the cashier gave me too much money back. I know it's wrong to walk out the door with all that money instead of saying, hey, ma'am, I'm sorry you gave me the wrong money. That's whether I'm a believer or not. If I know it's wrong and I do it, it's a sin. And the sin is against God. It's iniquities we can do that's against God, and witchcraft is one of those things. Burn them books and repent. And don't burn no more incense. It stinks in my nostrils. You're not burning it unto me for a sweet smelling savor. You're burning it so you can get somebody husband. You're burning it so you can do evil against somebody. You want them to die. You're mixing motions and potions and powders and all this mess. I come back on the job one day, the woman out there chanting and washing the gym down with ammonia and something. I walked right up in there and said what I had to say and turned around and walked out. Why is that, Barbara? Greater is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. If it's not oil and water, I don't do it. And I barely do those two things because Jesus, hallelujah, he's the mediator. He's got all power, too. He conquered all and rose with all power. If he touches, oh, he did more than oil and water would do for you. If he touches, my goodness. If you ever meet him for real, you will never be the same. You will not be just a church goer. You will not just be serving in that building. But everywhere you go, you want to tell somebody about the goodness of him. If you ever meet him. Because he's going to change your whole life. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. That's why I have to pray for my mind, too. Because, Lord, I don't want to judge nobody. I don't have room to judge you. I got to watch me. I have to tell the Lord, Lord, I judge them, and forgive me for the judgment against them. Who am I that God is even mindful of me? Who am I? What make me so much better than the world? What make me so much better than everybody else? All my righteousness, all the things that I do right is as filthy rags. Oh, that's what the word say. I didn't say it. That's scripture. Yeah. I say a lot of scriptures. I'm hoping you'll look them up. I don't tell you where to go. I'm hoping you look up what I said because of this. We got to study. We got to read the word. Look, if you know what the promises of God are, then guess what? You can operate. I see the world standing on promises. In many cases, the world have more faith than church folks. You hear what I say? They believe. We around here playing with you. I hope I did. Now the world believe I'm going to get this right here and get it. Yeah. And don't stop until they get it. So we shouldn't stop seeking God until we get it. We belong to him. He's our father. And he takes very good care of what he made. Oh, yes, Lord. Some said I wouldn't be here. 12 years, I'm still here. Why? It was ordained by God. God put Jesus in the morning together. Barbara did. Barbara wanted to go be a caseworker with the mental health people and at some nursing home or wherever I could be. Now, God gave me a change of heart. Now, you're going to do what I ask you to do. You're going to reach people all over the world. I want to save folks. I want to fix lives. I want to prove that I'm God. I want to show people if they have faith what I do. Yeah, that's what I need you to do. I don't need you over there at the nursing home. I don't need you at the mental health facility. Yeah. I could send you over there and lay hands, but that's not what I'm doing. They're not going to let you do that in there anyway. They're going to put you out of there and put you in there if you're not careful. Laying hands on folks in there. Yeah, speaking in a tongue and a praying. No. I got somewhere for you to go. Hallelujah. I got a labor for you. I got work for you to do. I'm grateful unto him this morning. All right, Sister Jerry, I'm coming at you right now. Good morning. God bless you, ma'am. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Barbara. I am well. How are you?
I'm blessed. I can't complain today.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. First of all, good morning, everybody that's listening. Great teaching today. Sister Barbara, I just want you to really keep my sister-in-law in prayer. She went in there for the biopsy, and, boy, that thing took a long time. And she came back on those steroids, four steroids every hour.
Okay.
You know, people going to do what people going to do. They think I'm crazy, but, you know, people going to do what people going to do. Jerry, you ain't having sex. You ain't doing. Don't worry about me. I'm fine over in this house. I'm not in the hospital getting full steroids every hour. I'm not in the hospital having a heart attack. I believe at a certain age, certain things need to change. That's it. At a certain age, we need to get ourselves together, because when I was a child, I thought as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no longer a child, so I need to present myself and act as if I'm an adult. But I guess some people just can't change. We just can't change.
Well,
and I'm not here to put myself down.
This is what it is, Sister Jerry. It's not that they can't change. It's that they don't want to change. Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to God in sincere prayer and you mean what you're going to pray for, God will not only hear you, but he will deliver you. He will save you. And as you continue on with him, he will even sanctify you, set you aside so that you'll know what he chose you for, what he called you for. Why you're here. But when we play games and our flesh, we want our flesh to be pleased more than the spirit of God, it can't work like that. Okay, I got you, Brother Lou. And listen, what month is this? The month of May. Let me tell you this. Them mental health spirits, them demons is kicking up a ruckus. Something is going on. Everywhere, the mental health spirits is kicking up a ruckus. I got several calls about them. Oh, they doing this over here, they doing that. Yeah. But see, you can't play either. You can't play with God.
Uh-uh.
You heard what we said this morning. You can't make a start with him and look back. You can't go to him and he fix things for you, and then you right back in your flesh. You right back with Johnny Boy. You right back over here with Sharon and y'all. You can't do all of this. You got to make a start with God and stay. You got to choose this day whom you're going to serve and serve him. If not, if you go back, guess what happens?
You're killing yourself.
Okay, because you're in trouble. When you come back to God, he's gracious, merciful, and kind. But there may be a time when you come back and he's not there for you.
Mm-mm.
Because he's turned you over to your own self now. Because that's what you chose. Every time he fixes you, you go back and get you. Yeah. Yeah, Brother Louis, I understand. I understand. We'll pray for her, Krista. We'll pray for her protection. And we'll pray that God deliver her mind, that he would heal her mind. And Sister Jerry, we got your sister-in-law. Let me write this down because y'all know I'll forget.
Brenda. Yeah,
Brenda.
Got the prayer for her. Yeah, Brenda.
Okay, we got
this,
Brenda.
This child is only 5 years old that God gave her.
Uh-huh.
Now it's rejecting her body. Well, I'm just thinking God is rejecting the things she's doing.
Yeah. Because if he moved quick for her and gave her a heart, and she going back serving the flesh and the devil with the heart that God gave her, now the heart is no longer being covered, so it's rejecting the body. And if they keep rejecting the body, you're going to die because you need a heart to pump blood so that you can live. Okay, Ashley, I got you down for a little.
She came in the hospital that night. Be in the hospital for 9 months because they told her she was going to have to be there a while before a heart could come in. When she got there, an hour after she got there, a heart came in for her.
Mm.
My gosh.
Look at this.
A 30-year-old heart came in for her. Now she's 62 and the heart is rejecting her. Mm. What is wrong? I said, what are you doing? You up here fussing at me because I'm staying in the house, keeping calm, playing the praise music of the Lord. Look, it's a lot of things in life I need, but I don't need no sex and all of this. I mean, I need God to deliver me from myself.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, deliver me from myself. But she's ready now. Well, you know, when we in trouble, we always ready. Lord, have mercy. Please save me. But she sounds so pitiful. And I said, honey, go back to that certain stuff that you've been doing. I don't know about all this here or sex if you got to get it like that. My gosh. I'm thinking when they gave you a new heart, they told you some things to do and don't do. Some stress to do and some stress don't do. There are a lot of people died waiting on the heart. But I'm going to keep on praying to lead God that it's going to be all right.
Yes, indeed.
Because it's not them to say I'm crazy and I'm mental. Okay.
Well,
but I'm living.
All right. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. It is all right today in Jesus' name. And many are going to say that if we living right and we honoring God and we doing, standing up right before him, many will say that. She crazy. She this. Because I'm not allowing my flesh to dictate to me. I'm not allowing my flesh to rule and reign in my life. But I'm controlled by the Holy Ghost. I'm controlled by the word of God. I'm controlled through prayer. And I want to be. Yeah, it's not coming against my will. He's keeping me because I want to be kept. But people say they want to be kept, but they're doing anything and everything they're big enough to do. Some people left the church because they're tired of the foolishness. They feel like they had enough. Enough is enough. And they looking for a real relationship with God. They looking for the real preacher. They looking for the real women and men of God that going to teach them the truth, even if it hurts. If this is what God requires, I'm going to do it. When I came to God, I came with a well-made-up mind. I didn't know what to expect. But if I found you, whatever it takes to stay with you, that's what I want to do. And I meant that. And he come in, and I told him this. If you are real, I want to be just as real in you as you are real. And he did it for me. He's no respecter person. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. But we can't play with God. This is not the time. And in 2022, if we ever got right with God, now is that time to seek him like we never sought after him before. Guess why? What's coming? What's already here?
Mm-hmm.
We could wake up in the morning and there is no such thing as America.
Mm-hmm.
We could wake up in the morning, God already parted the sky during the night.
Mm.
Woke up to God returning. We don't know the day nor the hour. But we do know this, there is a heaven and hell is real. And it enlarges itself daily. And we can stop playing with ourselves because that's what we're doing. Because God is this way. He hear what we say, but he's looking at what we're doing. And what we're saying and what we're doing is two different things. He know it's a lie. And we liars. Our heart and our lips must line up together. What your lips say, it should come from your heart, not just from your lips. We want to be truthful with God. We're going to pray for Brenda Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
And we're praying that the devil going to lure her back. Because this is what's happening. He want to kill her. And see, the enemy know what to use to get to you. You hear me? If it's a man, he'll give you a lustful spirit like you wouldn't believe. He'll give you a spirit of, I've got to have a husband. I've got to have a husband. You ain't even got it right with God. And the
exactly.
Scripture says, how can you love me, whom you never saw, and hate your brother that you see every day? Well, how can you love me who you ain't worked out relationship all the way with, but you can love somebody else more than you love me? I'm the one woke you up this morning. I made you for
yes,
my sir. Pleasure, but you'll give a man, you'll give a woman, you'll give your children, you'll give your job, you'll give everybody more than you give me. But then when they walk away, when they cut the food with you, here you come. Now you want me to fix it. Why didn't you seek me first? Why didn't I become your first lover? The one that you love the most. The one that you're willing to lay down your life for, like I laid mine down for you. It's a lot of things we don't understand. It's a lot of things we're not doing. Church folks done messed us up, too. But he's teaching us now. We can go to the word for ourselves, and he will give us understanding. We must have a prayer life. We got to pray the prayer of faith. Pray believing God. And let doubt go out the window. Ask God to cast doubt out of us. Okay, I got you, Brother Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for a safe return for her car. We pray that all goes well. And that whatever Ashley needs, God will supply it right now. If she need to go to rehab, if she need to go to jail, whatever needs to be done for her, we ask the Lord to do it right now in the name of Jesus. And strengthen Crystal as God is allowing what needs to be done for Ashley in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. We just got to get it right with God and stop playing. And we don't like the truth. And this is what we say. God know my heart, and baby, let me tell y'all this. Stop saying that, although it's true. Because God knows the very intent of your heart.
Oh, yeah, right.
And he knows you're not trying to get it right with him. You're trying to make an excuse for what you done or what you're doing. And you don't like the truth. You don't want nobody telling you the truth. You don't like the way they say it. Oh, I'll go to them kind of churches, honey. They over there acting like they fussing at everybody. Honey, there's a day coming when you're going to wish somebody would have fussed you right on into heaven. Fuss you right on into receiving Jesus in your heart for real. Fuss you right in on into obeying his word. Because look, when the word of God come along, it should convict us all. We all should be convicted. If the word where you at, if the word of God is not convicting you, something wrong, you're in the wrong place. You're in a quiet dead ministry, all I can tell you. Because that word should convict you to make you want to do right. Because he gave us all a measure of faith. And I can believe what I want. I can turn it on or I can turn it off. I want to turn Jesus in my life all the way to full blast until I can't turn him up no higher. God is faithful to us. He's on our side today. But we seek it after our flesh and not God. I heard him tell me, well, see, the churches ain't teaching real life stuff. Let me tell you, the preacher do teach real life stuff. You just don't take it serious. Everything you can imagine that you'll ever go through in this life is in those 66 books. But you want the preacher to do all the research. You want the preacher to do all the study. And you just come and believe what he said. But look at here. Again today, there's a way to seem right to a man, but the end thereof is destruction. You want deliverance for your family? You want your children to be delivered? Get in the word. Come boldly before the throne of grace and make your petition known unto God. Come real. Don't come with no halfway, no foolishness. Don't come putting no cotton balls and cushions down so you can fall where it's soft. Because some of these things, it's going to be hard. Do you think it was easy for Jesus to go and suffer when they arrested him in the Garden of Gethsemane? Look how he was praying. His sweat, blood was coming out like sweat. He told the Father, not my will, but thy will be done. And went on, they arrested him. Even while they was arresting him, some of us don't like the police. But guess what? Peter cut the guard ear off. Jesus healed it, back, put it back on, and went on with them, knowing what he would go through. They took him from courtroom to courtroom. My God. And then they sentenced him to death, a death he didn't deserve. But he did that for us. And all that he went through, it was for us. Anything you're going through is not for you. It's for what God want to use you to do. But you won't allow him to use you. You're too scared. You don't want to fully buckle down to God. You don't want to fully sell out to him. You want that form of godliness and deny the power thereof. You want to honor God with your lips, but your heart be far from it. No, sir, and no, ma'am. If we coming in, if we come any other way to God, we coming as a thief and a robber. You got to come straight to him. I couldn't cut no corners. I had to come straight into him. It was him that changed my whole life. I don't know nobody like me who don't like making big money. Legal or illegal. I don't know nobody who club and having a good time who say, well, I ain't never going back to the club no more because I have too much fun. I don't know nobody like that. But I had to come straight in. I call myself having a private life. You know how some folks got their little private life because the things they doing, they don't want nobody to know. I had to bust a private life wide open and let people know what was going on. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Seek God for yourself with your whole heart and tell him, Lord, I'm coming to you for real. I don't know nowhere else to go. I don't know no other way to come. I don't want to have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. I don't want to honor you with my lips and my heart be far from me. Lord, I want to be yours and I want to do what honor you with my life. Look here. If this woman don't stop, I'm just going to go on and lay down and scream in here. You know I will scream out loud. Listen to this. Say, I fell asleep in the club on the speaker. God was starting back then with me. How do you fall asleep in the club loud as that thing is on the speaker? He definitely put you to sleep. Yeah. It was time for you to come out. Yeah, he was drawing you in. He was drawing you out of there then. Yes, ma'am. Say, I was done. Oh, if you told the world about it, when they saw it, they were just amazed. But we got to get right with God. He's here for us. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. He's going to be with us until the end. So we want to show him love like he has shown us. And we don't want to just go to him because we want stuff and things, because of what we want him to do. We want to go to him because we love him. And we enjoy spending time with him. Yeah, I was riding down to the prison Sunday talking to the Lord. He'll give you that quality time if you want it, if you need it. Yeah. And you can just talk to him as long as you need to, as long as you want to. He'll turn your midnight into day. Look, my life wasn't always good like this. Listen to me now. I wasn't always a good person like this. When he came to tell me about me, he told me he had forgiven me and he was going to make my life better than it had ever been, but don't go back. If I went back, this body would surely lay down and never get up again. I thought he was talking about crippled or some no dead. He made me a brand new creature in him. He can do it for anybody who wants it. He'll keep you, but you got to want to be kept by him. Oh, I love him this morning. Amen goes right there. I'm excited right there because he keeps me, not against my will. I want to be kept daily by him. Yeah. I want to prepare for his return because he's coming back. And I don't want to have to go get oil from my lamp. I want to be prepared. My wick in my lamp been trimmed, and I got plenty of oil. I'm going into the wedding. Hallelujah. We just waiting on the bridegroom to come. My goodness. Hallelujah. And he's coming. Oh, yes, he is. And I'm thankful unto him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Look, I want to pray for Brenda, and I want to pray for Krista, and I want to pray for Ashley. I want to pray for Yvonne. I want to pray for Margaret. And I want to pray for Renee and Yvette this morning. So if the intercessors would touch and agree with me in prayer, we're going to pray this morning, the prayer of faith. It's that prayer of faith that makes us whole. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this day for you're our God. Father, you told us we could cast our cares upon you. Hallelujah. For you cared for us. Oh, we thank you this morning. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise. Father, it's always a great privilege to come before you. For you're never too busy to hear our hearts cry. You're waiting right now to hear our hearts cry. And Father, this morning we bring Brenda before you. We bring Kristen, Ashley. We bring Margaret, Yvonne, Yvette, and Renee before you this morning. And Father, we ask today in the name of Jesus that you would bless uncommonly. That, Lord, you would touch and heal their hearts and regulate their minds today. Father, remind them that there is a God, Jehovah, that have all power. And if they'll turn their lives over to you, they won't lose it, but they'll save it. Father, we ask this morning that you would strengthen the parents that's going through. And Lord, whatever they need spiritually from you, the parents, God, you would give it to them. If they need what they call tough love, which I just call love, God, give that to them for their children. That it may hurt them to say it. For God, if they say it and they do it, it won't cause them no problems later on. Have mercy this morning, oh God. I pray for every parent that's going through with their children today. The Lord, you would move in a special way. You gave the children to the parents. And Lord, most of the believers gave them back to you. And in some cases, Lord, we're just waiting for deliverance to come because they're living their testimony. Oh, but when you're in the testimony, they're coming out testifying of your goodness to help someone else. Help today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Remember those that are homeless today. Lord, mothers with children and husband and wives with children and grandmama with them and cousins because they had nowhere to live. Lord, I ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would open a door for them. Move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. Father, those that are sick here today, ask that you would touch and heal. In the name of Jesus, we are asking. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. Father, you took a beating for the healing of the nation. We're believing you this morning that there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. And Father, we're pressing in to touch your hem, that we all can be made whole today in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you right now for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And Lord, these that we have put on the altar before you this morning, we trust you, Father, that you're going to bless them uncommonly, that you're going to work uncommon miracles in their lives for your name's sake in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor and praise. And we thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering, all in Jesus' name again. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Ha! Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your move. Thank you for what you're doing for your people this morning. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like you. Hallelujah. We thank God this morning for every word that has been spoken. Thank God for Irene coming through this morning and every morning. I know our times are different, but I'm always excited to hear say something about the goodness of the Lord. And that's a beautiful thing. And she's not ashamed of the gospel. She's not ashamed of Jesus. Yeah, I saw on her link in page what she said, and it let me know who she was. And we just got to be real in him. Yeah, some people get mad about the truth, but it is what it is. And we can't turn it off. We can't undo it. Yeah. God made it. He did it. It's his truth, not mine. I don't have no truth. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. Amen goes right there this morning. If there anyone else, Sion, let me know if Pastor David is ready. And I will bring him right in this morning. Yes, ma'am. Now, you know that tickle me real good. Went to sleep on the speaker at the club. Ooh, the Lord was drawing right then. Yes, he was. He was setting you up right then. He was starting you back then. Yeah. Okay. All right. Tell them, okay, I got him. I got him. I'll close his, make sure his mic is closed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. That just tickled me real good right there. Yeah. That happened. And look, I've been in positions where it was upbeat, and I should have been upbeat, but I was downbeat and ready to go. And they was like, you ready to leave? Yeah, I got to get out of here. This ain't doing nothing for me. And guess what? I would drink the Crown Royal, and if I'm honest, it did nothing for me. Heroes and Evenville. Ooh-wee. Yeah, I would drink the Crown Royal, did nothing for me. I remember a couple of times I smoked weed, and I thought I was high, but I can't explain it. It did nothing for me. I just went on to sleep. Yeah. Because the Lord knew that's not what you need. That's not even what you want. On that right there, you're trying to do what the world say that you do in this day and age. You smoke weed. You drink wine. You drink Crown Royal. You do this. You do that. That ain't even real to you. Yeah. Because I had been set aside from my birth. Yeah. He already had a purpose and a plan for me. I remember a lady named Miss Maggie telling me, she said, Barbara, one day you're going to be something. I was like, how you know? Yeah. My mannerism. I was never scared, and I don't think I've been ashamed too many times to open my mouth because I love running it. So I don't think I've been ashamed too many times to talk before nobody. I remember at the school, I was in the seventh grade, and they had an assembly. And they opened the door. After the teacher spoke, they opened the door for the student to talk. I was the only student that got up and went and said something. And I said this. I said, I talked about the students complaining about the teachers. But what about the complaints that the teachers had against the students? Because students wasn't always good. Many of us had come from good homes, and we didn't display good actions at the school because the parents wasn't there. Yeah. And some of us knew how to go home and explain it in a way that to our parents, that they understood us, but they didn't know really it was a lie we told because we explained it different than it happened. Oh, yeah. But that seventh grade school, Eugene J. Butler, Acorn Street, Jacksonville, Florida, they taught me perfect practice makes perfect. I was 12 years old, going on 13. Today, I'm 65. Where I get 63 from? I'm 65, and that still stuck with me. That still stayed with me. Perfect practice makes perfect. You practice perfect. Yeah. Not practice makes perfect, but perfect practice makes perfect. Oh, they had something for me, and it helped me many days after I left that school. I didn't graduate from the school. I got a GED. Then went to the university years and years later because of what I promised my mom and dad. I finished what I said I would do, just not in the timely fashion that I should have, that they was expecting. Hallelujah. But I did what I said I would do. Yeah, I got a degree. Yeah, I do. I know it don't sound like it, but I can prove it to you. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I'm grateful unto him this morning. I appreciate him. He is who he say he is. He will give us all we need and more. But we must keep looking to the hill from which come boldly before the throne of grace. Come before God like you know him. Come before him like you belong to him. He's your father, and he's the best father in the world. And when I tell you my daddy was a good daddy, Prince Pidman, I don't know another one like him. I'm sure it's some more, but I don't know them. I knew my dad. And he treated me like I was so special, and my brother and sisters. Yeah. So this God will treat us and treats us better than my dad treated me. And I'm telling you, it was some kind of good. This God looks beyond fault yet meet needs. This God will forgive. This God allows us to have what we don't deserve, grace and mercy. Come on now. We need to give him something from a sincere place and stop playing. Yeah. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Give him something from a sincere heart. Be truthful with him. I tell him everything. I come with it all. Now, Lord, you know I did that. Lord, I know you saw I did that. And that was straight up wrong. I knew it was wrong, so, Lord, I've seen it. Lord, forgive me. Yeah. Ain't no point in thinking you're going to keep running on and you done did wrong. Stop yourself, repent, brush yourself off, forgive yourself, and run on in Jesus' name. And everybody that come out with the church ain't teaching, get in the word for yourself here. Pray and ask God to teach you where a true word of God is being preached. And stop making excuses because you want the preacher to bring it. and you don't want to get in the word for yourself. The scripture didn't say if the preacher like wisdom, let him ask God. It didn't say if the bishop, the apostle, the evangelist, the minister, the deacon. It didn't say that. It says if any man, and that's a generic term, man or woman, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Go to God for yourself. That's why you're having problems with your children. That's why your wife talking out of head. You seeking it from the church, from the building. You seeking it from the pastor. Seek God for it. Wisdom, understanding of his word. And get in his word and study. Pray. He'll give it to you hot off the press, direct from heaven. Some mornings I come here, I open my mouth. He give it to me. Hot off the press, direct from heaven. And nothing written out. Nothing wrote up. He blessed me. I was putting the show information in this morning, and it wasn't me typing, I promise you. He was putting the words in there, and I was like, I was thinking, of, no, this is it. And I can't give you me, I got to give you Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. All right, we got about 7 minutes, and is there anyone else have something? We got some time. You ain't got to rush through it. Hey, Brother D, God bless you this morning. Hey, 706, God bless you today, son. God bless you. Yeah, thank God for you. Thank God for your family. Pray baby girl and the boys doing real well. I know baby girl probably still running that household. Yeah. Oh, she was so cute, y'all. That was a cute little girl right there. She telling D what to do. He running nothing. She running that house over there. Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning. We thank God for Jesus. And I look like I see Sister Rita today. Brother Frank asked about you, Sister Rita. Sister Rita, I said, yeah, Rita's still coming. Rita's still around. Yes, sir. Brother Anthony and Pastor David and Sion and Sister Jerry. And, is that my God, baby Laura? And I'm looking for Sister Samoa. I haven't heard from her in a minute. I see your area code 646, first three numbers 963, and I see Brother D. But good morning to everybody, Sister Miran and Mike and Kim Hops and just everybody over there. And Sister Spinner, good morning. God bless you. I see you, Sister Spinner. And Sister Diane and Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Lachelle, Sister Lexis, Sister Angela in California, Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Rose Brown, praying for her, and Sister Mary Ann. Oh, yeah, that's my go-to $50 girl right there. That means. Sister Mary Ann, you got $50? She, yeah. At first she said she didn't see it, and when she saw it, she hit me up right away. Brother Louis, good morning to you. Brother Jermaine, Brother Hops, Mike Hops, I think I said him and Kim. Brother George West Perry, y'all know that's my boy right there. That Perry talks to change. I love him. Perry, stop the program, Sister Barbara. I want to pray for you for a change. Oh, yeah, I love him. I love him. I love him forever. Good morning to you, Brother Lee Hamilton. And good morning to you, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne. And I'll bear on Apostle Claudia Boatwright. She's not here today. But we just want to say good morning to her. And again, Pastor David Jackson and Brother Cal. Good morning, Brother Cal. I'm going to play your song today, Brother Cal. And our Brother Justin Gilmore and Brother Frank and Brother Marquez Griffin. God bless each and every one this morning. And I think I called everybody's name. I hope I didn't leave anyone out. I don't like to do that. And I got to redo my list because I done wrote all over it and put phone numbers by it. So I'm going to redo my list. And I make a fresh list here, and because I had this one for a while, but I thank God for each and every caller. Thank God for the new. Good morning, Sister Rita. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Rita was the one who told me how to use them gifts, the GIFs, and the emotions and emojis over on Facebook. I didn't know how to do all of that. Yeah, and I'll let him know you said hello. He's not here today, Sister Rita, but I'll let him know you said hello. Sister Rita was the one who taught me that. Sion taught me a few things, you know. Everybody come along, give me a little bit, you know. And so it helped me to get along. And so Brother Lewis taught me quite a few things. And so I'm so grateful unto the Lord for everyone he sent my way who blessed me, Brother. Brother Anthony, no. And she said, Sister Rita said, hello to all my Jesus in the Morning family. Brother Anthony know I like gadgets and gadgets, and he do too. And so when he come to see me, he bring, Sister Barbara, I got this here, a new gadget. He got a new gadget. this do this. This hook up to that. I said, look at me. Look at me right there. But the man, yeah. It'd be so funny. It'd be so funny to me because I like them gadgets and gadgets. I got the outer box. What that thing is that you hook up to the computer and hold your pictures and your files, hard drive. Okay, she said, love you. Love each of you. I think it's a hard drive. I finally got me one of them. Evangelist Robin Lynn Maven helped me to get that. See, she's been a big inspiration in my life when it comes to computer savviness. And I'm not that computer savvy, but she has helped me out over the years. And I learned how to hook the microphone up, the speakers. I have a charger that sit up right, and you just stick your phone on it, and it charges. Yeah, and it's connected to the computer. I've been blessed over the years. I have been blessed. And God did it all. I can't take no credit. And so I'm grateful unto him. All right, we're going out. So we're going to pray and then go to the last song of the morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for all that has been said and done. Thank you for ever calling every listener. But Lord, we thank you for Sister Jerry and Sister Irene and Brother Anthony calling in today to share with us. And Lord, we thank you that we see that 706 number, Brother D, down there today. We give you glory. We give you honor, Father. We give you praise. You know the intent of our hearts, and we thank you today. As we depart this morning, bless us going out and bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today, according to your riches and glory, by your Son, Christ Jesus. And Father, we ask it all in Jesus' name this morning. Amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves that you're forgiver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today. May the 11th, 2022. And, Brother Cal, I'm coming at you with your song this morning, this evening, and I'm bringing the whole hood with her today. And so I'm going to play this one for him. I got a final Evie over here. There she go, Brother Cal.
From Memphis, Tennessee, little small house, big family, seven kids and I'm the baby. But I'm grown now and I'm like, praise the Lord, 'cause everything I've been praying for is finally knocking on my door. And it's so, so loud, and I'm gonna take it. I told y'all I'm gonna make it. And when I make it, I'ma bring the whole house with me.
I told y'all,
and when I make it,
I'ma bring the whole.
seven kids and I'm the baby. But I'm gone, and I'm gonna take it. Ooh, I told you I'm gonna make it. And when
Big family, the babe.